Page 176, Unit 41. Handling of mooring line. Mooring-unmooring work is one of the most dangerous jobs for deck crew, and sometimes fatal accidents happen to a seaman and or a ship during the work. We should keep in mind that do not stand or stay where a rope might bound back or rebound in case of a rope whipping or breaking off suddenly. Avoid straddling mooring ropes during mooring. At least two men are to be assigned to work together when using mooring winch and a rope. Signaling between a person in charge and workers is most important when preparing mooring ropes before entering or leaving a port. When slackening a mooring rope, walk it back on a winch rather than releasing manually. Maintain a proper distance from the warping end of the mooring winch to avoid loose clothing being caught. When preparing hawsers on deck, beware that if too much is laid out, it can snake away and becomes uncontrollable due to its weight. When securing a mooring rope on a winch drum, it shall be wound politely from one side toward the other side, not being jammed against each other. A synthetic fiber hawser elongates and reduces in diameter under load. It is most dangerous when stranding and recoiling. You should be aware and stand well clear. A synthetic fiber hawser deteriorates when exposed to ultraviolet rays. They should be covered, when not in use, with a canvas cover, etc. Any protrusions or flaws on the fair leads or mooring barrels may damage synthetic fibers. Rust should be removed. Also, grooving from wire ropes are also damaging. Chemical agent paints and thinners will cause damage to synthetic fiber hawsers. They should be stowed well clear of these substances. It is most dangerous when tension of the mooring rope is transferred to the stopper. Walk back slowly and carefully until the stopper holds the tension firmly. Signaling is most important. When securing a synthetic fiber hawser to a bollard, initial turn should be around the forepiece of the bollards, and then belay in the shape of figure 8 with at least 6 turns. This method allows for easy adjustment to hawser length and prevents slipping under sudden weight. A chain stopper should not be used with synthetic hawsers. Double braided rope with sufficient strength is recommended for hawser stoppers to ensure that risk of snapping is reduced. Each side of a rope stopper holds the other end of the rope alternately, at least 3 times. Deck ring is sometimes not strong enough for the tension of mooring stopper. In such case, a bollard is to be used as shown.